This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and you're listening to another hour of the Witching Hour.
Woo-hoo! We're back.
One more hour.
Feel nothing.
Thank you. each and every day. Find a way to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so, hey, Bella.
Sorry, you didn't finish that one.
Huh?
You didn't finish, you cut yourself off at the second syllable.
Oh.
Bella.
There we go.
Bella.
So, hey guys, long time no,
no chat.
Uh-huh. I don't know where we left off, but, you know, if you want to see what songs you listen to.
You're just going to have to deal with it. I'm not reading all of them off.
No.
I think we went a little classical into a little, maybe like hyper-pop, EDM-y, into a little more chill vibes, like
where
Winter Day. Yeah, ending with some chill vibes of Roy G. Biv, Boards of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Roy G. Biv, that's a nice acronym.
That one of my favorites, really. It's a classic.
Yeah. Truly.
And I just love how it's like, there's indigo in there. It's so unnecessary.
It's crazy. I was actually about to ask
everyone's
you,
wanted to talk about indigo, yeah.
And Violet. Let's not forget. I think Violet's all indigo. And, I mean, okay. Hold on. Let me speak very carefully about this.
Yeah.
I like purple.
But Violet,
I'm a big fan of purple.
That's where I draw the line.
But yeah, just for the sake of kind of you know, egalitarianism and you know, playing on a level playing field, so to speak.
I'm always talking about egalitarianism in the rainbow.
It's like we're giving them indigo and violet, which to me are kind of two niche shades of purple.
And but indigo, there can be an argument said for indigo is its own color because it's pretty blue.
Mm. You know what? But now that we're saying it, I don't know what indigo is.
<It's>
Which is crazy, because
like
how are you
orange.
Getting a Roji Biv if I don't know you? You know what I mean? It's orange? What did you say?
It's like in the same way that like indigo is between blue and purple, orange is between red and yellow.
Red and yellow?
Red, yellow, orange. Orange is in between red and yellow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then... So what's the
indigo is between blue and violet.
It's really pretty, actually, now that I'm looking at it.
I know, it's a great color. It's like they probably just put it in there because it's a great color.
Yeah. Like, Roy was just like, wait.
Roger Biff.
But then, I wish, again,
it's hard to describe a color
podcast. Just kidding, I don't. But yeah, it's like there's so many colors, and well, anyways.
Anyways, they made a song about it. So.
It was pretty good, and yeah, and very snowy themed as well. Kind of a little not cold, but it's kind of like when you're at home and then you're kind of your mind is kind of wandering off, you know, you're trapped inside.
This is sorry, I missed the train of thought. Which song? All of them?
Roji Biv.
Yeah, it's like you're looking outside at the snow and just thinking about where it's all coming from, where it's all gonna go.
Yeah.
What everyone's up to on this snowy day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the next one is called Icy Souls by Smoke Dope 2016. And that one, I think, is Snow Day because it says ice in it. And
yeah.
Brooke just physically cringed.
I'm not super excited for it, but I am keeping my ears open and my heart open to it.
Ears and heart, that's
my
all I
ears
got.
Ears and my heart are open, and they just might close off right on that first note. But
well, let's you know, while they're still open, let's just get right
yep,
into it. And,
I'm one for trying things out, and we'll see what I think.
Yeah. phone. Warm body as you saw.
En. Ja, jag börjar själv kanske. En, två, tre.
My love, oh, what another, so only one I can be enough. Can you give me just another for that one who got away?
Hey!
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. They just didn't finish their thought there. They just started tangent on candles and didn't wrap it up.
What do you think would have gone there?
Like, remember, be prepared during a storm.
This is, for the record, this is not part of the PSA, and this is our interpretation.
We're logging this as a political messaging.
Ooh.
I totally know how to do that.
And we're gonna log that as a joke.
And that was a joke. Yeah. So stay prepared. They're showing a big fire on the picture, and I hope that doesn't happen.
God forbid.
And I don't really know how, like, drinking water in your home would help you if your house is on fire, TBH. But I don't know if this was quite the picture for it, but I thought with this big winter storm Fern might.
With Fern in town.
With Fern in town. She's a big girl.
Bro, okay. What?
It's a big storm. Like, I don't know. They gave her a human name. Wasn't the pig in Charlotte's Web named Fern?
Is that what you
No, it was the girl. It was the girl.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
we're back to the Fern thing. 2 hours later, and we're still caught up.
It's on the mind. It's like,
no, it really is.
Could have snowed us in here.
Guys, is it still snowing outside? Let us know.
I don't know. Maybe we're stuck here. I have no food.
Yeah, imagine. Wait. Oh, we didn't store any water?
I have drinking water.
Oh, really?
Just a bottle for myself. just a hydro flask bowl. I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah. Jeez. If anyone wants to pick us up, haha.
I think it'd be harder.
Oh. Yeah.
You could sled back. It's downhill.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Great.
If anyone wants to
pull the sled.
Yeah, or maybe if you have like a pack of huskies.
Animal labor.
Okay.
Horse-drawn carriage, maybe.
I think they like doing it.
A pack mule.
Okay, well, that's... What about some reindeer? Some magical reindeer, and they'll fly us home. Is that...
You know that reindeer are real?
What? Talking about it. Yeah.
Wait.
They are real. And Santa, yep, then they fly.
I can't tell where the bit is, but reindeer are real. They're so magical.
Right. Like, in the same way, like, old white dudes with white beards exist, and maybe they'll wear a red hat or something.
It's like Rudolph isn't real, but, like, reindeer are, and I'm sure they don't appreciate the, like, the negative, like, magic side of their livelihood. I'm sure they're pretty serious folks out there.
you wouldn't like having, like, myths about you and tall tales that maybe exaggerate your magical abilities?
I just think it would be... You'd meet people and they'd be like, oh, you do all that. Bruh, this Google search image has a red nose. They're not taking them seriously.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm with you, actually. It's like when people are like, oh, your name is Ken...
It's like, yeah, make this about yourself. Yeah.
Sorry, you're right. That's actually exactly like it. No, we're gonna get the reindeers. We're gonna make them carry us home, and then we're gonna make Rudolph jokes the entire time.
Oh, I'd feel so bad. They're such powerful creatures. I wish I had one.
I feel like Fern could be a good reindeer name.
Aww. I would name the reindeer that took me home in the storm after the storm.
Dude, that would be so awesome. Oh, you could ride them, or. Are you going to make another animal rights thing about it? Are you going to do that again?
Are you going to be like, oh, you're going to get all vegan on us here?
Yeah, Miss Beto over here.
I think if you were having them drag you versus riding them. Well, the power Which dynamic is different. If I was a reindeer, I'd rather drag someone.
Yeah, or maybe we could go 50-50. Like, I carry.
Someone gets dragged.
Yeah. Oh, no, I meant like we each have a reindeer, but then... The reindeer carries us halfway home, and then we carry the reindeer the rest.
That's a good idea. That'd be fun for them.
Yeah, right. Because I bet they like they never get to ride other
creatures.
Yeah,
that does suck.
Oh, because
a lot to think about with those reindeer.
Really?
Yeah, but...
Unfortunately... Oh, actually, we have 8 minutes. Hey, maybe we'll see. All right.
And we'll keep talking about reindeer.
Yeah, yeah, don't worry. Okay, but up next, we have Wolf in the Breast by The Cockroach. Why are you laughing?
Dollar and another.
This has been The Witching Hour on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
See you guys
next week.
Woohoo. All right.